The finance reports cover the time shortly after Mark Dar took office. Matt Campbell with the liberal website The Blue Hog Report has been digging through the campaign reports and joins me now. And Matt, first tell me how you came to look into this.
It actually started with a FOIA request that I sent to his office for use of state credit cards and state gas cards, which is something I wanted to kind of look into, and then sort of expanded from there after the Paul Bookout fiasco. Just sort of, you know, Mark Dar was on my mind because of the other FOIA thing, so I just kind of started going through his expense reports and, you know, discovered some interesting expenditures.
Tell me about some of these, what you feel are improper uses of campaign funds.
Well, I think the most glaring one is a purchase of season tickets to the Razorbacks in September of 2011, $1,500 worth of campaign money that was recorded as a fundraiser expense. And then when I verified with, or when I tried to track it down with the University of Arkansas, they verified that it was just a purchase of football tickets.
And you note if this were indeed a fundraiser, there would be issues with how this was done?
Exactly. Fundraising more than 2 years out from an election is prohibited unless it's to retire debt. So it couldn't be just sort of a typical fundraiser that you would expect. And on top of that, there's no contributions or donations to his campaign around that same time that could be tied to anything having to do with the football tickets. This was just a purchase of season tickets for the games in Fayetteville and Little Rock.
State Representative John Burris told the Arkansas Times that this was signed off by the Ethics Commission under the theory that his attendance at these games enhances his exposure, puts him in touch with the people.
Well, I mean, perhaps in the abstract, but I think when you're buying football tickets for your whole family, it's not just tickets for him. It's not tickets for possible donors. It's, four season tickets, and you're chalking that up to a fundraiser in a year when outright fundraising for a next election would be prohibited anyway. I think that's kind of stretching the idea of the ticketed events loophole that so many legislators use.
Tell me about some of the other expenses that you've found by Lieutenant Governor Dar.
There was a string of stops at gas stations for between about $90 and $120, starting in mid-May of 11 and running through July of 11. And all of those were chalked up as fundraisers. So the report reads, a stop at some gas station in Ola, Arkansas for $105. And, that's put down as a fundraiser, which just sort of jumped out as absurd. And then you go forward in time and there's, purchases at Dillard's and Justice and New York and Company, clothing stores that are put down as campaign supplies.
Is this unusual for politicians?
To this extent, well, yes and no. To the extent that you're recording gas as a fundraiser, that's unusual. Whether you want to talk that up to just egregiously bad record keeping or something shadier, that's kind of, I guess, up to each person. But for me, it's just a matter of kind of transparency and accountability. You're lucky enough to live in a time where a lot of this is available online. It's easy to sort of look into office holders' behaviors and, see if they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Matt Campbell runs the liberal website, The Blue Hog Report. Matt, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I reached out to Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar's office for comment. His communications director referred me to Chase Duggar, who is part of Dar's campaign for the Republican nomination for the 4th Congressional District. He didn't call me back, but later in the day, a written statement was released by Dar saying he made mistakes on his campaign reports. He didn't specify what those errors were, but said he is working to correct the reports. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.